2 weeks ago about the distinctive qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we mentioned, if you recall, the psukim that I found at the end of Parshas Baaloscha, and I even discussed that parsha. Maybe I'll mention it again. There it says, "Vatadaber Miriam ba'Aron b'Moshe alodo so isha akushis ashaloka." We have a Tanakh. It's always good to see everything inside. That would make things easier. So the end of Parshas Baaloscha, where the Torah describes this dialogue that took place when Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Miriam and Aaron speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. Generally, this is the marker for what is known as the issue of Lashon Hara. What do they say exactly? They spoke about Ha'isha Akushes HaShelokach Ki Isha Akushes Lokach. Moshe Rabbeinu married a woman who was a Kushis. Vayomru Harakach Moshe Dibre Hashem Alo Gabonu Dibre Vayishma Hashem. There are different explanations of this pasuk, but the risk explanation, as I told you 2 weeks ago, is the following. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara points out that there's an Isur of a Navi Shekavash Nevuaso. A Navi is not allowed to squelch his Nevuah. If a Navi has a Nevuah that Hashem Yisbarach gave him, he's obligated to disseminate it. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do we know that a Navi was Kavash Nevuaso? How would you know that a Navi did not disseminate, did not propagate the Nevuah that he was deputized to do so? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Amos, that the Navi says, Ki lo yase Hashem elokim davar, ki im golo sodo al avodav hanaviyim. The Gemara indicates that when a Navi is given a Nevuah, not only is he given the Nevuah, but every other contemporary Navi is also aware of it. Ki lo yase Hashem elokim davar, ki im golo sodo al avodav hanaviyim. All contemporary Naviyim become aware of the Nevuah. However, only he is designated to go ahead and spread and propagate the Nevuah. So therefore, automatically, we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Nevuah. What was the Nevuah? The Gemara in Shabbos says the Nevuah was that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from his wife. Moshe Rabbeinu became, at Maimon HaSinai, the Navi par excellence. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level of Nevuah that no other Navi ever reached. Lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od. Navi umabit esmonosa. When did that happen? At Maimon HaSinai. The Rambam actually writes this very clearly. A number of times he mentions this, but especially Hilchos Sevei HaTorah, the Rambam points out that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was already a Navi earlier, but there are madregos b'Nevuah. There are levels. Moshe Rabbeinu did not achieve the highest level of Nevuah till Maimon HaSinai. Before that, Moshe Rabbeinu clearly in Mitzrayim was performing all kinds of osos and mosim, but the Rambam says that those osos and mosim could easily be misinterpreted, as Chazal tell us, whoever wants to make a mistake can make a mistake. Namely, they would say they ascribe it to necromancy, to kishuv, to sorcery, to witchcraft, to the occult, who knows what. But at Maimon HaSinai, where 600,000 plus Jews saw that Moshe Rabbeinu became the shaliach to receive the Torah from Hashem Yisbarach. So then it was clear, the Rambam says, then the Nevuah became a Nevuah, Ne'emeneh, Shem Badofi. There's no way it could be misinterpreted and misconstrued. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu became the Navi par excellence. But part of that, Nevuah included also, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that you are different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Before Mount Torah, the Torah says that they were supposed to prepare for Mount Torah. It's a Mishnah, Masach HaShabbos. It's also Psukim and Chumash that you're familiar with. Namely, the Torah says, Al Tikshu Elisha, not to have any family relationships prior to Matan Torah. But then after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was told, Shuv lachem li'aleichem, go back to your normal family life. The Atta, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Po Amodi Modi. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to remain with whom? With Hashem Yisbarach. So Rashi comments over there, not just Rashi, but Chazal, the Gemara, and the Rambam says as well, the study of Torah. At that point in time, Nidbeka Daito L'tzur Olamin, Moshe Rabbeinu now became a quote-unquote full-time companion of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you will. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer able to have normal, familiar, family relations. He had to separate from his wife. So Chazal understand this in the context of this pasuk. But the Dabi Miriam Ba'aron B'Moshe, Alodo Sa'isha Akushis Asher Lokach, Ki Isha Akushis Lokach. Moshe separated from his wife. So what is their response? Vayomer harakach Moshe diber Hashem alo gamonu diber. And the brisk interpretation I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, but it's actually found in Rishonim, in the Drasha Taran, in the Ramban, in the Drashas of the Mari Mintz, in other Rishonim as well. Namely, they said, we're also Nevi'im. How do you translate? Halo gambanu diber, Hashem spoke to us as well. And based on the Gemara Sanhedrin that I just cited to you, kilo yasa Hashem elokim davar, ki imgalo sodeh l'avod l'nevi'im, they should have been apprised, they should have been aware of that Nevuah. They're contemporaries of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know that Miriam is a Navi? Because it says in the Pasuk Vatikach, Miriam and the Via Achay Saharan as Atoy Biyada. Vatay Tzenu Kol Anoshim Macharea Besupim Uvim Cholos. Vatana and Miriam, Shiru Lashem Ki Go Go, Susro Kol Ramavayam, a Pasha where in Beshalach. So she's called the Via by the Torah. And as far as Aaron HaKohen, the Pasuk says, Varan Achicho Yiyen Nevi Echa. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the first parak, the Gemara points out, based on the Pasuk in Zechariah, the Gemara actually indicates to us, when the eagle, the story of the eagle, the episode occurred, so there, the fear was that similar to what happened with in the days of, shall we say, the Navi, in Tanakh, in Yehoi, B'midash Hashem, Kohen, the Navi. Aaron HaKohen is also a Navi. Gemara says he also would have been killed, because they killed Chur, if you recall, Chazal, Rashi quotes it. So now they're arguing, we're also Nevi'im. How come we're not aware of this Nevuah? So what is that an indication of? The fact that we're not aware of it, Jojo, that obviously this Nebuah is, shall we say, betos. It's an error. Moshe Rabbeinu was laboring under the gracious error. That was the argument. Vayishma Hashem. Vayish Moshe Adam Ol, Mikol Adam Hashem Pnei Adama. So what happens? Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, Vayom Hashem Pisom. He tells Moshe Aaron and Miriam, Tzul Shoshtachem Elo Moi, Vayetzul Shoshtachem. They all go out to the El Moi. And then Vayikra Aaron and Miriam, they go out. And what does Hashem say? Tzukim Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud. He have a clear articulation of this doctrine. Namely, that yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, unquestionably, is a Navi. Yes, unquestionably, you both are Navi'im. However, the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu's Devua is, shall we say, sui generis, S-U-I, G-E-N-E-R-I-S. Unique and distinctive. A Latin phrase.
So one word?
Two. That's why I
put
the line there. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is absolutely distinctive and unique. How do we know that? Take a look at the pasuk. Vayomer, Shimon Advaray. Im yiyen nevi'achem Hashem, b'mareh lo v'svado, v'chalom adab bebo. Normally has Hashem speak to the nevi'im, b'mareh, b'chalom. Correct? They have dreams. They have visions. Lo chein avi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is not of that ilk. The genre of his nevuah is markedly different. Bechol beisi nemonu. And how does Hashem speak to him? Pe'al pe'a da berbo. Umare v'lo v'chidos. Usmunas Hashem yabit. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is markedly different. The Rambam, as you know, and also in the Yigdal, as you know, you probably sing that. I don't. But anyway, so those who do sing it, so there are two statements regarding the Nevuah. Statement one. What was that? That's the second statement. What's the one that precedes it? I see you have the Chazal Yigdal. Shefa nevuaso nesono elan shesegulaso visifarto. One. So what's that? That Hashem communicates with Nevi'im. Shefa nevuaso nesono to whom? Not to every, shall we say, archi parchi min ashuk. Not to every lahavdil nevavdil abdolos Tom, Dick and Harry. But only to whom? El anshei segulaso v'sifarto. In order to become a Navi, you have to first go through schooling. Jojo Shlita. Namely, B'nei HaNaviim. They were obviously, for a fair number of years, had to undergo chinuch in order to, shall we say, discipline themselves to become Naviim. Because a Navi is obviously a Baal Madrega. A Baal Madrega not only in the sense of someone who is clearly knowledgeable in Torah and Yerushalayim, etc., but someone whose character is perfected. who conquers and controls the Yetzer Hara. So that's Anshei Segulos of Sivra Torah. But then there's another Ikar, according to the Rambam, namely what you just quoted, Daniel. Lo kam be Yisrael kemoshe od nobi umahabit estemunaso. By the way, there's a juxtaposition there, which is also important, which is supports the Rambam's thesis. I don't say Yigdal either, but I know how to sing it. Because Yisrael dan kusa let me shachla. Torah semes nasan liyamokel al yad nevihiyo neman beiso. What is the nature of that statement? That statement shows you that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So when did that happen? At what point did that occur? At what juncture? Ma'amen Asinai. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu became the Navi par excellence. So here's the parsha that describes it. This is the Shaka B'Talya that we Rishonim understand. This is really Yesod Yadas, what I'm telling you. It's like Abba Bobe. It's like fundamentals. Understand Psukim Mechumish. And that's what we see over here. Take a look at the Psukim. Amir. Pe'al Pe'a Dabebo. Moshe Rabbeinu is different than Shavavim. How does Hashem speak to him? Pe'al Pe'. Umare Velovichidos. Not through riddles.
Really?
We are reading Pasuk Zayin and Ches in Perikid Beis of Baal Oisko. With all due respect. And then when I spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't speak against a Navi who is obviously in a different sphere, a different realm, a different genre of Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is where he was articulated, and as a result, Miriam finds herself afflicted with Tzaras. Okay? That is the Pasha, which is the Makar, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and based on the Rishonim who interpreted the Gemara, and interpret these psukim in a similar kind of fashion. Now let's take a look at the Tanakh, and I will show you a number of places where actually this idea comes to the fore. Maybe we'll just begin. I think I mentioned this also, I don't recall. Take a look at the parasha in Matos, if you remember. Matos Masei. Since I recently became a Balkore, I'm already frightened of Matos Masei. I have to prepare it about 400 hours. I probably have to start right now. It's the end of Bamidbar. But two parshas are very difficult. You see the parsha in Matos Masei? Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis. Vayidaber Moshe Moshe Amatos and Yisrael Lema Zeh Adav Hashetiv Hashem. What is being articulated here? The parsha of Nedarim, correct? So notice the language that the Torah uses. Moshe speaks to Rashi Amatos. And what does he say? Ze adova shetziva Hashem. That language of Ze adova shetziva Hashem, shetziva Hashem, is that found with reference to other Nevi'im?
No.
That is correct. Who points this out? Rashi on the spot. Rashi Amatos, who undoubtedly, I heard that there now is a group of people who are involved in Shnayim Mikra, they have a Targum. I was happy to hear that they heard about the Gemara and Brachas and the Chavish Ramach, Baruch Hashem. I thought it was a very positive, shall we say, club that they decided to form. It's almost similar to me to a club that decides to observe mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, don't mind my witticisms. Anyway, so here we have the expression of Zeh Adav HaShetziva Hashem. So there's a, Rashi quotes a Sifrei over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu also uses another expression, namely Korma Hashem. But the Nevi'im also speak about Korma Hashem. However, Moshe has apparently some unique language in this that's embedded in this expression. Zeh Adobar HaShetziva Hashem. So there are apparently two dargas in the Nevuah. One is called Korma Hashem, which is a simple darga. And then there's another Madrega, which Moshe Rabbeinu reflects in the language that he uses, namely Zeh Adobar HaShetziva Hashem. What's the difference between Kor Ma Hashem and Zeh Adav HaShetziv Hashem? So Lucky Mendel is here. I will quote from a Sefer, the Kedushas Levi. I believe it's in Berdichev. It says a fundamental Yesod. What a Sefer on Chumash. Are you familiar with that Sefer? Yes, sir.
No.
Now you should become familiar with that. At least I'm telling you something over. He says the following. The language of Kor Ma Hashem is someone who sees a Nebuah B'chalom, and obviously he's explaining in Baruch HaKodesh that he was zochet to achieve that havas over him. That's the language of Koam Hashem. Ze adover ashetiv Hashem reflects the unique nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ze adover, no chalomos, no dreams, no visions. Moshe Rabbeinu has an aspaklar yamira, has a clarity of vision, and can actually point to something. Ze adover ashetiv Hashem, very precisely and very specifically. That is, in effect, the reflection of the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Kach Omer, O Admor, HaTzadik, HaKadosh, HaGon, Rabbi Yitzchak Berditch. You see the distinction? When you say Ko Hashem, Ko means approximately. This is what Hashem said. Zeh Adov HaShatim HaShem. I'm telling you, minutia in detail, exactly what you should do. No equivocation. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Berditch points out. The Chiddush between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shaul Nevi'im. Now, it's very interesting. I'll just maybe review a little bit, if you don't mind. If you start looking at Psukim earlier, you have the Tanakh in front of you. Look in Shemos, in Va'era, in Bo. That's where you really see this idea mentioned very clearly. Let's take a look in the Lashon Ko'amar. It's found many times. Look at the beginning of Shemos. You have, okay, Paragimel. Let's say, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem appears to him in the context of the Sneh, of the burning bush. So look in Paragimel. In Paragimel, Pasuk, Yud Dalet, you start over there. Hashem tells Moshe, Ekeh Asher Ekeh. You recall that Yosef, the Shem Hashem, Rambam Nebuchim says, Hashem is existence par excellence. That's the shame of Ekeh Asher Ekeh. Rashi has a little interpretation. Rashi interprets that just like I was with them in that sorrow, I'll be there with them in other sorrow. That's what Rashi understands, but this is the Shem Hashem. And then the pasuk says, "Vayomer kosomar l'nei Yisrael eyesh lachani aleichem kosomar." That's a language which is found very often. Look at Perek Dalet a bit further in pasuk Chapez. Moshe Rabbeinu is told to begin to carry out the makos. V'yamarte al paro koma Hashem b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Perekay, I'm just going on my merry way. Perekay pasuk Aleph. V'yachar bo Moshe v'Aaron v'yomer al paro koma Hashem elokei Yisrael. So you see, several times in Pasha Shmos, you see the language of Koam Hashem, which is the regular language utilized by Nevi'im, not necessarily Moshe Rabbeinu, who also utilizes this. By the way, we are talking about over here, this is when, at what point in time are we discussing? Prior to Maimon HaSinai. Prior to Maimon HaSinai, Rashi quotes in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu says Rashi was a Tiron bin Nevua, a tyrant. T-Y-R-O-N, an English word. What does it mean, tyrant?
Novice.
A novice, correct. And that's also the Hebrew word, tiro. It's actually used, when people begin a particular, Abdil, they begin a particular area of endeavor they want to excel in, tiranut. Tiranut means that the person begins the particular process of, let's say, whatever you decide to become, a pilot or something along those lines, you have to go through tiranut. They call it actually, let's say, a lawyer. How do you become a lawyer? So here you go through stage. That's the Hebrew.
Stage.
It's called. It's like tiranut. A fellow going into the army, correct? So you don't right away, they don't give you a gun. They give you a gun, miyad, the first day, Rahman al-Litzan, the results could be catastrophic. You have to go through tiranut. You have to first begin the whole process of learning how to behave as a soldier, how to be disciplined as a soldier. Then at a certain point in time, you're going to teach you how to use weaponry and the like. Anyway, I continue. Look in Parakei. That we just saw. Parakeh Pasagal. Now turning to Vo'era. Vo'era. In Parak Zayin. So take a look at Parak Zayin. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Again, all this shows you that Moshe Rabbeinu also began as a regular Navi. Again, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu about to carry out one of the Makos. We're talking about the Makos, of course, of Dam. So in Parak Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin. You see what I'm reading? So that is the Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes Zayin. And then you have in Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavav. We're talking about now another Makkah, the Makkah of Tzardim. Vayom Hashem Moshe Bo Paro. V'amarti Elav Ko Hashem Shalach Hasami V'Yavduni. Again, another example of the Koram Hashem phenomena. Going further, in the Mak of Orov, Shmos Ches, Perek Tezayin. Again, all this is because Moshe Rabbeinu is at this point, a novice, a Tiron B'Nevuah. So he's at the lesser Madrega, reflected in this Lashon of Koram Hashem. Look in Perek, what did I just say? Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezayin. Do you have a Tanakh? It would be helpful if you would bring a Tanakh, unless you know it Baal Peh. In Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezayin. Ki Mencha Mishalech Hasami, Hashem says, I'm going to go ahead. Where is it again? Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hashkim Baboki, Vishyatzev Lene Paron, Yerze Amoima, Yomate Lov Koam Hashem, Shalach Ami V'Yabduni. So again, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu at the moment when he's not yet fully a Navi, at the Madrega that he became later on in Maimon HaSinai. This is all prior to Maimon HaSinai. Furthermore, yeah.
I'm not sure all these, but a lot of these, it's Hashem telling him.
That is true.
To say
but so again,
maybe
also. We're talking about Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously speaking to Hashem. I mentioned that definition of a Navi is someone who communicates with Hashem. That's why there were many who are clearly Bali Madrega, but since they didn't communicate with Hashem, they're not called Nevi'im. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is in the inchoate moments of his Nevuah, the beginning moments of Nevuah, and that's why the language that's used reflects that early stage of Nevuah.
Moshe is insane.
I understand that. It doesn't make a difference. But here
so
we have.
Hashem
is telling him that you, B'Nevuah, should go and, shall we say, carry out this particular Makkah. That's why the language of Koram Hashem. I'm just showing you a few more places if you don't mind. And that is now before the Makkah Barod. Here also it says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, I meant. So here, Vayom Hashem and Moshe, you see that? Ashkim Baboki, Vesyatzev, Nepar, Gamati, Lo, Koram Hashem, Lo, Kerry, Erim. Shalach esami v'yavduni. So here again we have the same language. And then in Perek Yud, I'm just continuing a little bit, I'm just trying to give you a tour. Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel. Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, beginning of Parshas Bo. V'yavu Moshe v'Aaron, apar v'yavu v'yelav kom ha'ashem v'lokei Abraham. By the way, who's talking about Moshe and Aaron? Aaron is also, does not have that madrega of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. So here at this point they're equal. Both Moshe and Aaron are really identical, they're actually on the same plane. And here again, you have the language of Koma Hashem. As I said, let's take Makas Bechoros, which is the classic example. You're familiar with that as well. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. There the Torah says, Hashem, Gam Ha'ish Moshe, Godol Me'ol Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Vayomer Moshe, Koma Hashem, Kachatzos Halayl, and Yotze V'toch Mitzrayim. By the way, you notice that the Torah has used the language of Koma Hashem a fair number of times. The question is actually asked by Mefarshim, why should that be? Why is it? The answer, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu b'tchilas darko hanavui. He's at the beginning of his career as a Navi I'm talking about, and as a result, he's not yet in the Madrega of Zeh Adova Shetziva Hashem. That only came about in Maimon HaSinai. I just want to show it to you in the Pesukim, if you don't mind. That came after Matan Torah. It's very interesting that the Ramban says this explicitly. The Ramban writes, and I want to read the Pesukim again, if you don't mind, look at the Sneh, back in the story of the Sneh, which is in Perek Gimel of Shemos, where the Torah says, I'll read the Pesukim, it's Kedai to read the Pesukim. Moshe ha'yaroh ha'son Yisrael chosla koin midyon. Are you following? It's Kedai to see everything inside. It's very important to learn Tanakh, not 101 times, 1,001 times.
Well, they weren't
brothers.
Yes, that's so, good. So they could ask because of this, that at this
level,
they didn't know exactly.
Right.
They had to force them
to
know exactly.
No. They asked that kasha. This kasha is asked, and it needs actually a good answer. I think there is a good answer, but we have to examine that Gemara Brachas separately. I just can't do it right now. But anyway, it says here, Moshe ha-yaroh ha-son gisru ha-chos ha-koin midyon, v'yinag ha-satzon ha-chaan bidbar, v'yabal har ha-lokim ha-reiba. You're aware that the reason why this is just the Derech Agav comment, but the Rishonim say it, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes it several times in Perash Al Torah. Why is it that Dafka they chose this profession? Why were they rowing? Why were the individuals who, shall we say, decided to become individuals who took care of sheep? They basically spent their time grazing flock. So there are two answers. One answer is because, and this is the answer that's relevant here, in order to become a Navi, there's a need for a tremendous amount of hisbodedus. I don't know if you read Rav Nachman of Breslov. But when I went to Uman on Rosh Hashanah, so I decided since I'm in Uman, I should read a little bit of Halach and Reb Breslov. Trust me, in that shul in Uman that I was, there were only Svarim of Halach and Reb Breslov. There was nothing else there. I came out, couldn't find a regular Chumash and a Shas. I did find that also.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of Svarim from Halach and Reb Breslov. And so there's a entire, I would even describe it as an unbelievable, a phenomenal yesod of Radachim Ibrahim of his Bezidus. I don't know if Chabad has such an idea. I don't think so. It's more a Breslover kind of thing of his Bezidus, but it's not their Chiddush. It's in Rishonim. Rishonim said the reason why many, David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, who else? Who else? Who are other Rohan that you're familiar with? Other shepherds that you know in Tanakh. What? Who? I'm sorry? The Shvatim. I'm sorry, David HaMelech in general is there. Not only that, Rashi always points out they were careful not to graze their flock in other people's fields because they were Makpid and Gezel. But this idea, give me an example of someone in the beginning of the Torah who was also. Who? Hevel. Rabbi Nechai, right there on the spot as well. Nachamol. It says, Kayin Hoya Ovi Adama, Behevel, the Torah says that they had two brothers. That Hevel's a Roitzon, and the Rabbi Nochai writes there on the spot because of this mid of his Beidudus, that people need time to go and, shall we say, reflect on their relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, and you can do it best when you are his Beidudus, when you are in an isolated kind of situation, shall we say, unencumbered by a people. Generally, the more you're involved with people, they tend to bring a person down, unless you're involved with good people like I am. But other than that, sometimes you can, shall we say, being in a environment which is not ideal because of the people are not ideal, that can really impact the person in a very negative kind of way. So that's why Rishonim are very into, and Tanakh, the greatest, and by the way, Chazal see, very fascinating. Chazal see these people as being Nevi'im. And this is a step to Nevuah, this idea of his brothers. Okay, this is just all the Achaga, but I get to the Tzukim, I want to get to it first. And so the Ramban comments on these Tzukim over here. Vayera Malach Hashem Eloh B'Labas Eish. Who came to Moshe Rabbeinu? A Malach. Is that the highest madrega of Nevuah? Of course not. So again, we're talking about the Snem. Moshe is still a Tyron. A tyrant. T-Y-R-O-N. I don't want you to confuse it with some other word that's of a similar nature. Of course, that other word has a T at the end. This is T-Y-R-O-N. So it says, Vayera Malach Hashem Eloh B'Labas Eish Mitoch Hasneh. Let me get closer. Why is this sneh not consumed? So notice that initially Moshe Rabbeinu is, shall we say, the initial encounters of the Malach Hashem, and then a bit later, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros, Vayikra Elokim Mitoch Hasneh. Moshe Rabbeinu is already moving up the ladder in terms of the Nevuah. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. And then we have the following pasuk. Vayomer Al Tikrav Halom. Translate, Al Tikrav Halom. Don't come too close. Why? Says the Ramban, because you're not yet holding by the Madreg of Nevuah that you will ultimately achieve when and where? At Maimon Hasina. So the Ramban translates this pasuk over here. Al tikrav halom, shal ni'alecha mi'al raglecha. And how do we know that? Moshe Rabbeinu was not yet on that madrega. So take a look a bit later. In Pasuk Vav over here, Hashem comes to him and says, Vayom enochi elokei avicha, elokei avram, elokei yitzhak, elokei yaakov. Vayaster Moshe panav, ki yorei mehabit elhoi elokim. Clearly Moshe Rabbeinu is not yet on the madrega that he achieved after Maimon HaSinai, when we just read the very beginning of this year. In Pasuk Baloso, what's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu? Here it says, Ki Yorei Mehabit Elohe Elohim. Now what's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu over there? Pe'al Pe'al Dabebo. Umarev Elohe Bechidos. Next three words, Utvunas Hashem Yabit. That's the highest Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here we're not yet ready for that Madrega. That's what it says. Vayaste Moshe Panav, Ki Yorei Mehabit Elohe Elohim. Who said that right here? The Sforno. Right here in his Perish Al HaTorah of Avad Sforno. Makes that comment a very significant comment. Obviously, from the time of Matan Torah, already then Moshe Rabbeinu is at a Madrego, where obviously no longer do we have Kama Hashem, but rather Zeh Adav Hashem, Tiva Hashem. No longer do we have Vayasne Moshe Pono Kiyorim Yabit El Elohim, but rather, on the contrary, Utunat Hashem Yabit, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Madrega, he can approach Hashem Yisbarach anytime he so desires, anytime he wishes. Bas Baklaya Meira, Imdu Ve'eshma Mayitzave Hashem Lachem. He can even ask, Rashi says, there's no Yulud Isha like that of Moshe Rabbeinu who can approach Hashem with any issue, with any Shaila, and talk to him. So this distinction between one genre of Nevuah and another genre of Nevuah is also found in a number of classics from Rabbi Shonin. If you ever read the Sefer HaIkarim by Abesiv Albo, a very fundamental Sefer. So I believe he has in the third Maimer, that's where he discusses the distinction actually, not just he, the Archaim HaKadosh has the Gemara in Brachas that you actually referred to. But if you remember, after the Chet HaEgel, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu, in his encounter with Hashem, what did Hashem tell him? Hashem told him, Lech Rei, remember that psukim? Ki Shichei Samcha? What was that? That the Gemara in Brachas, I think it's on the base. The Gemara says over there, take a look at the psukim over here for a moment. You have the Pasha Kisiso? I mean, in Shemos again, if you don't mind. In Shemos, Paraklama Beis. You see that? Paraklama Beis. By the way, it happens to be the same Gemara, I believe, in Daflama Beis and Brachas. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that's how I remember it. It's a Paraklama Beis over here, and Lama Beis and Alvin Brachas. So here the Pasuk says, you see where I'm reading Paraklama Beis, Pasuk Zayin in Shemos, Parashas Kisiso, by Dabar Hashem and Moshe Lechrei. What does that mean, Lech Reid? So the Gemara says in Brachis, Lech Reid Migdulasta, Klum Nasati Lech Gdula Lemishul Yisrael. Why did I give you Gdula? Only because of Klal Yisrael. That's Tamazay. That's Tamazay to be a manik, to be imperious, so autocrat, demagogue, Chasha Shalom, Achman Litzlan, like most of the, shall we say, the leaders of the so-called massive world countries, the Achshav Yisrael Chatu Lama Lech Gdula. Now the Klal Yisrael sin, who needs the Gedula? And else, what does Lech Reid mean? Simple pshat, you're no longer the Manhig. Because the whole idea of Manhig is not just as an end in itself, it's a means to an end, namely to lead Klal Yisrael, to direct them. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's not the only pshat over here. What's the other pshat, Lech Reid? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Lech Reid mi'aspaklai ha-me'ira, from your Madrega of Nevuah that you achieved in Maimon HaSinai, Lech Reid, go down from that Madrega of Nevuah to Aspaklai Yashena Meira. And this we see, if you take a look in Paraklama Beis a bit later, in Pasuk Chav Zayin. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say in the context of what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, if you remember, and he and Yeshua see what they see. And right away, Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result, breaks the Luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Yashikayach Sheshibata, give a Yashikayach for breaking the luchos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu takes the egel, and it's burnt, and it's ground, and then Klal Yisrael is given to drink from that, all that, and on and on and on, and Moshe and Aaron have a discussion, a dialogue, what happened, and Aaron explains to him that they told me, let's make a god, Kizem Moshe Isha She'elonu, this gentleman Moshe Rabbeinu, who took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yadana mehoyola, we don't have a clue where he disappeared, what happened to him, and as a result, Aaron tells Moshe, I told him, somehow, let me have your gold, your pendants, and I threw it into the fire, and guess what emerged? This ego, the golden calf. And Moshe saw that things were out of control, and now reading the Psukim, Chavav, Paraklama Beis, Pasuk Chavav, Vayama Moshe B'Shar HaMachad, Vayama Mil Hashem Eloi, Vayasu Eloi Kol B'nei Levi. So who gathers around Moshe Rabbeinu, all the, those that are adhering to Hashem Yisbarach, B'nei Levi? And now we have the following Pasuk, which is part of the Archaim HaKadosh's discussion. Vayama Lahem. What does Moshe tell them? Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu has now returned to the old Madrega of Ko Amar Hashem. Hazeh Shnei Drachayim HaKadosh. What a diuk. Mufla! Sheba Mufla! Drachayim HaKadosh. Someone just showed me, they translated Drachayim HaKadosh into English. I almost flipped that. Posh it. I flipped that. Yes.
So was he able to go back to his wife after that, or no?
No, you ask. Of course, the answer is no. But we have here temporarily a descent, D-E-S-C-E-N-T, on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of his Madrega Nevuah. And what caused it? The Chet HaEgel. By the way, we find something similar, since this comes to my head, with reference to the Meraglim. After the Chela Meraglim, it's a Gemara in Barbas, actually. The Gemara says that, you probably remember this, in Dvarim, if you have a Sefer Dvarim with you, in your Tanakh, you undoubtedly do. Oh boy. There was a period of time where there was a hiatus of how many years where Moshe Rabbeinu literally had no contact with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, Sefer Dvarim, of course, is Mishnah Torah. You're aware of that. And in Mishnah Torah, what happens over there? What are we, shall we say, reviewing? We're reviewing all the episodes that took place when? Correct. Everything that took place in the Midbar is reviewed. Such as, one of the incidents, of course, that's reviewed is the Chena Meraglim. Right at the beginning of Dvarim. Look at the beginning of Dvarim. Let's take a look at the Pesukim. We have a description about the fact that Hashem wanted to show them the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes, I'm reading a Perek Aleph of Parshas Dvarim. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. That's why it's good to have a Tanakh with you, so you can follow along, unless you know it all by heart, which obviously many of you do. But anyway, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayitav Eina Adova, Vayakach Mishem, Shemes HaAdoshim. And then he describes what happened over there. And of course, Yeshua and Kaleb were into going into Eretz Yisrael, the others were not. And they rebelled, etc., etc. And as a result, the Torah tells us exactly what happened. They're now destined to wander in the Midbar for 40 years. And they were not Maminim Hashem Elokeichem. And Hashem also, Pasuk Lamadal, yeah, Paragal, Pasuk Lamadal, they will do that. Vayishma Hashem is called the Rechem, Vayitza, Vayisham, Aleimu, and Yerishma, Anashem El Adora, Razeh. They will not be zayecha to what to see, Haaretz HaTova, Hashem Nishbat, Elasin Lamosecha, with the exception of Zulasi, Kalev, Ben Yifuneh, Hu Yirena, V'lo Atenes Haaretz Hashem, Darach Mo Levanov, Yana Hashem Yidin, Acher Hashem, and Gam Bi Yisan Av Hashem, Begval Chav Memor, Hashem get angry at me too, because of you. Gam Atal Asa Vashem, Yeshua Ben Nun, he's going to go there, Ki Yon Chin Az Yisrael. Fine. So we have that story of the Raglim, and then look in Pasuk Men Bav, the end of the parak. Vateshu b'kodesh yomim rabim ka yomim asher yeshavtem. They were there yomim rabim. Do we know yomim rabim? Do we know how many years, how many days, how many months? We have the term actually earlier, if you recall, namely, vayi bayam marabim ha'ayim, bayam ha'smalach mitzvayim, bayam chub b'nai yisrael ha'avayim, vayizokul, atal shavosim ha'lokim ha'avayim, Moshe Rabbeinu ran to Midyan. It's quite a period of time, quite an interregnum. Hazal say over here that this, if you look at Pasuk Memei, Vatashu, Vatipko, Le Hashem, that was the Bechi of Tisha B'Av and all have you. And then a bit later, in Pasuk, Tesvav, Hashem, literally, the entire Dor HaMidbar passed away. Vayi Kasher Tamu Kol Anshei HaMilcham Olam Shigarvam, Vayidabe Hashem Elai Lemar, say Hazal, says Rashi, 38 years interregnum. 38 years of Hestapun. Hashem did not communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. 38 years. Wow. And then after that, by Dabar Hashem and by Lemor, that's when the, and this is discussed by the Sugya in Baal Basra, but Rashi actually quotes it, by Dabar Hashem, Eli Lemor, the Diyuk is, now finally Hashem spoke Eli to me. And prior to that, for 38 years, Nituk. Mazen Nituk. A total severance. No direct communication. The big tumult that we showed them exactly what happened during that period of time, but clearly it was his mind of Hester upon him. Some say that actually that either Hashem spoke to a Malach or a Metumim. And by the way, here it's also interesting. There's a Gemara in Baal Basra. I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but if you have a Gemara for a second, maybe I'll just show you, and then maybe we'll build. I really want to examine this matter further. It may take another session or two, if you don't mind. But there's a Gemara in Baal Basra. This is very fascinating. That's why you must learn Tanakh. You must know it by heart.
When Moshe comes down the second time from Har Sinai, it says,
V'acharki nikshu kol v'yisrael v'yitzavim.
Eiz kol Hashem v'yitzavim. Then they got back the second time.
I don't think so, but there are those who tumult at that possible. But, okay, that matter has to be examined. I'm happy you are on top of things. That's very good. Baruch Hashem. Oh! And Kuf Chaval, Baal Basra, still there. The Gemara Yesh Lechel. The Gemara says here, my drosh zeh adobar, That's the Gemara discusses here. Zeh adobar, yom shehut v'shvatu lovo zeh bazeh. And here Chazal clearly described what happened during that period of time. Wow, wow, this is frightening. Wow, this is the day yom shekolobo mesem midbar. You know, they dug their own kvarim. Which Rashi, that takes us here, Rashi. Wow, 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 wow. They had to dig their own kever during that period of time. Very a difficult time of Hesed upon him. And it says here, perishing Gemara, he had still here from Chalal, from Chalal, going to the base. Oma ma'achel, okol ha'meisi midbar, lohoyo dibrim Moshe. So Rashi says, what does it mean, lohoyo dibrim Moshe? Pe'el pe'el, kebatchila. No, there was no longer the same madrega of the Ruah, pe'el pe'el. Abel im hutzuchu the dibur, if they had to speak, they had to communicate, you go, ma'isei korach, which is after the ma'isei barach, lohoyo medabra, adei malach, obur metumim. Hear this? It was either to a malach or a metumim, but no longer direct communication with Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Rashi says, this by the way is the Rashbam, I'm sorry, but Rashbam is a Gantz fan of Rishon. Inami, lohoye medabri ma'al yedei tzorech, ma'isa tzorech lehem. Maybe there was a conversation, but only when it was necessary, not stam, on a, as a matter of course, the way it was normally. And that's what the Gemara says on these psukim. Okay, Blin Nether, I will continue this matter next time, if you don't mind. Thank you, take me back. But it's very fascinating to see the evolution and Moshe Rabbeinu's, shall we say, growth as a loving from one degree to another.